Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
12 minutes it is, just after 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart. We gave you the sounds of Helen and the title of the song, Amazing God. That's how we came out from our 2 o'clock news bulletin. So yeah, it is such an honor to have Hendrik in the studio. I did promise that Hendrik Munyeki will be joining me, but I have to say thanks to our technical team. So if you see somebody passing behind me on YouTube or getting into studio on the other side with Hendrik, know that they are busy. They make us sound good. So thanks to the technical team here at Radio Pulpit, who always makes sure we sound we sound like gold. And of how course. Are you, Hendrik?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, and special greetings to your listeners.
We don't have listeners. I don't know where you got that from.
Why
not on Kaulisa
talk? Oh, family.
Yeah, please.
No, special greetings to our family.
Right.
Radio Pulpit family. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be a blessed afternoon. I promise you.
So who's Hendrik Munyeki?
Yo, that's a difficult question.
How come?
Because I'm 40 years old.
What?
So I have to tell all everything. You know, if I jump something, people are going to feel like, this one is robbing us.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, maybe
then.
A little bit. Yeah, I can try
tell
to do
me,
it.
Let me ask you this question before you tell us about yourself. So when you go for an interview and they say, who's Hendrik Munyeki? You're like, I'm 40 years old.
Yo. I have to tell you from the beginning. Tell you the struggles that I went through first. Before I can tell you that I actually had to even discover my purpose later on in life. You know, so all that, story is very important. And I feel that it's a good question, because if you can't say you know me until you hear my story. So I'm a music teacher by profession.
Oh, wow.
I am an artist, I am a songwriter, a producer, I wear a lot of caps.
You're a businessman.
I'm a businessman, I'm a music consultant, music business consultant.
Right.
I'm a child of God. That's a very important one.
I think that was supposed to be the first one.
It was supposed to be the first one. I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I'm a worship leader at my beautiful church, Good News of Hope Ministries, in the East Rand, under the leadership of Pastor Joel and Matlaku Solwane.
Yeah.
I've been serving there for 20 years.
Wow. Half of your life you've been serving there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I believe in, belonging somewhere. I don't really like hip hopping, So that's in the nutshell.
So you're going to get me into trouble with those who listen to hip hop. You don't like what?
I don't like hip hopping.
Okay.
Going from one place to another.
Yeah.
Because the very same problems that we are running away from our current churches will even find worse where we're going. So rather stick to where you are and grow from there. God can see your commitment, God can see your consistency.
Yeah.
He blesses that.
Yeah.
Exactly where you have, laid out your heart and pray and ask God for, blessings and all that. That's where your blessings are going to come from.
So when did you realize that you can sing before you even became a music teacher? Because there are some music teachers who can't sing themselves.
To tell
but
the honest truth.
But they're very good teaching another person.
Absolutely. That's a tricky one. I never thought I would become a music teacher or a musician, for that matter, because I love maths, I love accounting. I thought I was gonna be
an accountant.
To my surprise, when I was doing my grade 12, actually, here's the story. I had to fight with my dad. My dad was very disappointed because he thought I'll pursue something in finance, and I said, I'm going to study music. He said, not in this house. Not in this. I still have to remind him these
days.
Later in life, then my mom, I think my mom knew, because she would set me up on, or when we would have crusades.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one crusade, Pastor Mosena.
Yeah. And the late Pastor Mohsin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, my mom, I had my name being called on stage. But I must come and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, Mio. You know, I think she knew she would always push me on the corner and kneeling with the mass choir, Kukere Gang. I would be the only young person going to those rehearsals. I'll be the first one to know the songs that they will be teaching on that day.
Yeah.
I even performed with them there on those conferences, the mass choir. So I think, yo, that's a tricky one. I don't know. Because I'm trying to trace all these things. Well, now I
so
see.
So for as long as you know back, Hendrik, you know Hendrik to be a musician who sings as well.
I think so.
Because
when I look back, I can see that actually I've always been a musician.
Mm.
And also this training actually started from home because, you know, Kumahaying when, you know, way back in the 90s, you know, Snamutlakasi and we would, you know, Ribasembaula.
Yeah.
And after we've done everything, and all that,
okay,
my mom would want us to sing and we would sing hymns from there and she would make me lead.
Okay. So your mom identified this gift in you.
She knew.
Your mom identified, saw this Absolutely. Gift in you. And then now you write music as well.
Yes,
You do more than teaching others.
Absolutely.
How do you connect your worship life with music? Because, yes, we use music as a form of worship to the Lord, but there is a worship that is separate, a worship life that one has.
I think that's my daily life.
Okay.
You know, I think also it starts with the relationship with God.
Yeah.
Whatever people hear at church or on radio or wherever,
your expression
it's
of
my
worship.
Expression of okay. what I do in my
Private.
House.
Yeah.
You understand that relationship, and also songs comes from that.
Yeah.
You know, because here's another song that I wrote many years ago called "Yehlela Gitu Utlangabezane Neidingo Zethu." That's a corporal prayer that I remember when I was walking to the garage going to buy bread and I was going through something then and this melody came into my spirit and I took out my phone and I recorded the melody and it is one of the most loved songs I've ever written called "Yehlela Gitu." So this is a personal relationship with God beyond.
You are a David who plays for the sheep and then you come out and
you know, absolutely.
Tell me about Jesu ke Tshabelo.
Jesu ke Tshabelo, God is our refuge, man. I think if anybody can lose that, you know, in times of trouble, when things are not really going right, where do you hide? You know, but I love that Jesus is our refuge and strength.
Yeah.
You know, when Jesus is your hiding place.
Are you ready to take us through that song?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And family, we are going to have this done live. So you want to stand up?
I want to stand up.
So you want to, the chairs should move out the way.
Yeah. I want to worship. I want to minister.
You really want to worship
and
minister.
I love this song.
And so somebody who will be listening to you singing this song, what is it that they need to take from it?
That Jesus is our refuge and strength. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through, he is the only source of strength. You know, he is your kisebosa how. Don't go anywhere else.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
A week of brilliant jams.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng.
on Radio Pulpit. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday. We have a live performance in studio with Hendrik Munyeki. Yebo. Yebo. You can talk to us. The lines are open for you, my family, on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. You can also talk to us via our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Say hi to Ndate Hendrik Munyeki. And are you Ndate?
No, that's dignity. That's respect and dignity. Thank you very much.
That's respect and dignity.
Yes.
Oh my, that's so awesome. And yes, you can also talk to us on the SMS line 37871. And he just gave us a song, Jesu Kisitabelo. He's a refuge and strength. Yeah, that's where we run to. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. And the next one that you have for us, Mudimu. So we're talking here about the blood of Jesus Christ. Tell us more about that.
I mean, it gave us salvation. It gave us, you know, restoration.
Yeah.
There's power in the blood of the Lamb.
What does the blood of Jesus Christ mean for you personally as Hendrik?
Protection, salvation.
Sure. Do you have any testimonies where you have seen the blood at work in your life?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you leave your house, when you leave your house, before you leave your house, rather, you need to pray.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of incidents that happened simply because I prayed. Something worse could have happened, and I've realized that something worse could have happened.
Yeah.
There was one time I was going to a rehearsal, and we're facing this way in traffic, and in my spirit, or rather, in my spirit, I can see a van full of construction workers, and I can see that it's coming to hit us in the spirit, and immediately when I saw that.
You prayed.
I prayed, and it almost hit us. When I turned back, I saw the very same car I saw in my spirit.
Haibo.
I'm telling you.
The exact car.
The exact car with construction workers.
Yeah.
So there is power.
And whenever we go out, we're like, Lord, may your blood be upon us on the roads that we travel on as well. And
it's
so you have seen. It's very important.
Very important.
It's very important. And who wrote this song?
I wrote this song. Uh-huh.
So tell me,
protected.
Because you are a teacher of music, you're a producer, and do you do everything on your own?
Not everything on my own.
Okay.
Well, I get the structure. I get the melody, the words, you know, and put the song together.
Uh-huh.
And then I call my producer and say, I have this song. Can we meet and then see what we can do?
Uh-huh.
And that's how we kind of construct the music.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then once
you also have a producer.
Yes.
When?
And I am my own producer too.
And advice before we continue, advice to somebody who wants to be in the space, because we only think about the music space as for those who can sing and play. So any advice to somebody who loves the space? What opportunities are there out there?
There's quite a lot, in fact.
How did you find these out?
Well, I studied music and I made my own research. It starts there.
Yeah.
Because why should doctors go to a medical school and then singers don't want to go to school?
Lisha, I did little
I don't do that. Let's fix it.
Yes.
This needs education. You need, yes, mm-hmm. You've got the talent.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the gift, but you need to
get the skill.
You know, how things are done.
Stir up your gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, a study that you can find yourself approved.
Approved, yeah.
Yes. And, yeah, no, it's very important that we go to school.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah, that's where we start.
Okay.
Go to school. Uh-huh. Seek knowledge, you know, and make research, practice and all that.
Mm.
And I promise you, if you're consistent in what you're doing, you will reap exactly that.
Mm.
The great rewards of being patient and being consistent.
Mm-hmm. And so when you get into the space, there's so much.
Absolutely. And there's also Bokebekwa as well.
We're not going there.
But we need to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Because people thinking
It's all beautiful and glamorous.
There is hard work at the back.
Yeah, so one has to put in all the hard work.
Absolutely.
And that's what you are doing currently.
Absolutely.
Do you have artists under your belt as well?
I'm a consultant, like I said.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I do, you know, help a lot of young and old, also old artists.
Uh-huh. So what do you do? Like voice training?
Some is voice training, some it's music business consultation.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know, and I do quite a lot of also for musicians as well. So I'm not only restricted to singers, but I also help artists like musicians too, piano players, drummers and all that.
Wow, that is awesome. So we are heading towards this one, Momading Akonyana,
in
the blood of Jesus. Oh, are we dancing?
Yeah, we're dancing.
Should I stand up? Kick the chairs out of the way. All right, if you can move that chair to the side so we can allow you to also dance nicely.
Yes.
Are you ready for this one, family?
Let's go.
We are Weak and Brilliant Jams. This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
So, Riring. Riri, power.
Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. In the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
Hendrik Munyeki this afternoon. On Heart to Heart, Momading Akonyana, and wow. I would listen to Limpopo. Reaka Matorokis.
Yeah, no. How we?
Reaka. But now tell me, you're so young, and you've studied jazz, you've done all these other genres. Why gospel? Why not some other? Last time I delivered to hip hop.
Gospel is the good news.
Gospel
who doesn't like the good news?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't like life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so gospel, it's all that for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, yes, I can do my jazz and gospel and other things, but gospel is home.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, actually.
Do you take the studies that you've taken from tertiary and put them in what you do? Do they like really work? Because you get talent.
They do work. They do work. And really, when we teach, we don't say, but they've got names. We call them crotchets.
Yeah.
We call them
golf sticks.
The golf sticks. So there's no
on
golf
the score,
stick. There's
on
no
the score.
Golf. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no golf stick for gospel and golf stick for jazz.
Yeah.
Golf stick
is a do.
Yeah.
A re is a re.
Absolutely. Okay. That principle goes literally everywhere.
Uh-huh.
If you treat music as business, you will be fine.
Uh-huh.
Regardless whether you're doing gospel or doing jazz.
Uh-huh.
So I can't separate. I can't say, no, this is not doesn't feed in gospel. That's why we have problems in gospel. We need to be realistic. Because we take it as, I don't know as what. You know, there are places where we want to become professional, but there are certain things that we don't want to do.
So what advice do you have for our worship teams as you say this?
Number one, study music.
Okay.
You know, because there's certain expectations with the music parking worship teams. We expect them to excel and everything.
Yes.
That thing is there by the school.
Okay.
That thing is there by the school.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that we can't explain.
Mm.
or rather, we save time, you know, by not explaining them.
Mm.
If you know them when you're from school,
mm.
yeah, but you know that you have to come prepared for the rehearsal. You have to come prepared for church.
Mm.
That's we teach them at school.
Mm.
We teach them that you can't sing without warming up.
Mm.
We can't.
Did you warm up before you started here?
Of course, I've been doing my liberal.
Should I ask Selena there and Zandil?
For sure, she was whispering stuff. What's Zangod? What happened? I have to do that because it's very
otherwise
important.
Otherwise, it's going to affect your the vocal cords as well.
So all these things we do literally at school.
So there's also one misconception that's there that when you sing, you have to scream.
Oh, and it's done a lot in gospel.
Yeah. I'm not hearing that here in
I'm
any
trying
of the
to
songs.
To be modern. I'm trying to be jazzy, like, you know, I'm trying to bring all these
So what are
elements.
The dangers of that? Because you're talking about warming up and all of that as we're giving them advice. And this is what you do as Hendrik Munyek before you can even go and minister. You warm up. You make sure your vocal cords are ready. Mm-hmm. You don't just wake up and then, Momari nga konya.
In fact, the voice sleeps when you sleep.
Yeah.
So you need to wake it up.
Yeah.
That's free lesson, by the way. How much?
Okay, you can bring the invoice.
Yes, yes. So it's very important that we warm up. Because if you don't, you will lose your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the long run. Especially with the screaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, because our voice types are not the same.
Yeah.
You know,
there are those who can hit certain notes and there are those
and they've got this husky voice and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then maybe when you want to, for instance, I can give an example of Tina Turner has a very high, rusky voice. And then you're a soprano and you want to imitate her.
Then you're going to
it
hurt
can come
your
up
vocal
as a,
cords.
Yes, it can come as an element somewhere and then just, but not the whole
Tell
time.
Tell us about these songs. Where do we find these songs? In which album are these?
Okay, so Moma Dinga Kunyana, Jesu Kisi Chabelo. I've got my previous EP called Arise.
Uh-huh.
They're available on all digital platforms.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so, and I've got other projects before Arise. So yeah.
Yeah. So we can find these on all social media platforms.
Absolutely.
And how do we find Hendrik Munyek?
I'm on Facebook as Hendrik Munyek. Hendrik with a CK, HendrikMunyeki. Mm. On Instagram at HMunyeki, on Twitter at Munyeki Hendrik. I'm also on TikTok, Hendrik Munyeki. I also have a YouTube channel. Please welcome to my YouTube channel.
Ah, nice. You have a YouTube channel.
All my content.
So what's happening on that YouTube channel?
I post my music. I also post my lessons, music lessons there. I teach music theory, so I also have some lessons there. So, yeah.
Oh.
And also I do music business workshops. So,
do you also write songs for other artists?
Of course, I'm welcome to write other for other people. I mean, that's moolah.
Oh my!
Apart from
so
getting
do you
the
do
credit,
it?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
I do. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm still open for that. So anybody who needs, you know.
Anybody who needs Hendrik Munyeki will find you on all those platforms.
Yes.
What are you currently busy with?
I am promoting my single called Dikhoro Dibulehile.
Okay.
Doors are open.
Uh-huh.
And it's a well-known scripture that people like quoting, but I've opened a door before you that no man can close.
Mm.
But it actually starts somewhere.
Mm.
It says, I have seen your works.
Mm.
Therefore, I have opened door before you that no man can close. So it means that our works can open doors, can also close doors. So be careful what you do, how you conduct yourself, how do you treat other people.
Yeah.
Because that can also open doors or close doors for you.
And
so
that's where the song
comes
from.
Yes, based on Revelation chapter 3, verse 8.
Mm.
Yeah. I have seen your works.
Mm.
I've opened a door before you that no man can close.
Mm.
So I now you.
So if somebody is looking for a promotion right now, right? Somebody.
This
is
your song. This is definitely your song.
Yeah, we are not saying they are going to. They are
Revelation
opened.
Says doors are open.
So when one is singing this song, will they be declaring it? It's a declaration. Okay.
And because without faith.
Uh-huh.
We can't please God. We are spiritual beings. We need to live by faith. So you need to declare every morning, even if you know the situation it's another way.
Mm.
Say, doors are open.
Yeah.
But since it's a morale, but or doors are open. And sometimes, you know, closed doors are actually not locked doors, you know?
Yeah.
Because
they can still be kicked down.
You know, not even really kicked.
Okay,
go check it. Okay. Go check it.
Yeah.
Because you are assuming because it's closed, you're thinking it's locked.
Eish.
Oh my,
The De Hendrick, thank you so much for coming in and ministering unto us, even
thank
live
so
in studio. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take one, we're going to pay our rent, and then we are coming back, we're closing with the doors are open, family, you can just open the doors and go through, the King of Kings has already done it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say you're on all digital platforms.
Yes.
Is this one already out?
Absolutely. The in only 7 months it's really, so
uh-huh.
it's still fresh from the box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a declaration song. Uh-huh. Song of victory.
Yeah.
A chant, a song of victory. Yes.
May God give you all the blessings that you need
Amen.
In all that you do. May He also minister healing and restoration into other people's lives through your ministry.
Amen.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence
and for
ministering unto us.
Thank you for having me.
And family, I'm signing out. Next one to come on board is Germany. Johan else on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Kwedi Puti. Let's go via the stores. And then we are going to the Khoro di Bulekhile.
We can bring jams. This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.